Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we have on the phone with us today Monique Bourgeois. She is the Chief Community Relations Officer for a company called New Way that specializes in addiction and mental health treatment. And we're just thrilled that you called us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So, Monique, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. New Way is a nonprofit co-occurring substance use and mental health disorders treatment organization that was founded in 1966 by members of the 2218 Alano Club located in South Minneapolis. And that Alano Club is the oldest continuously running Alano Club in the world, according to their website. And I don't believe everything I read on the internet, but I do think that that is actually an accurate fact.
And for people and that don't know the term Alano, will you explain that to people?
Yeah, it's an organization or a place where people go and access 12-step support groups, things like that. And so it was members of that Alano Club that were really seeing a need of individuals that were coming out of alcoholism treatment in the early and mid-60s, really struggling to maintain their sobriety after a treatment experience. And they saw housing as being a significant barrier or reason why individuals were struggling. And so they created one of the first halfway houses, not only in Minnesota, but across the United States. And that is where New Way began and where we continue today. We have three medium intensity residential programs that serve adults of all genders. And then we also manage Cochrane Recovery Services in Hastings. And we have six intensive outpatient programs, two in Minneapolis, two in St. Paul, one in Rochester, and one in Duluth.
So this is a tough time, I know, for a lot of people. But certainly, if you have any sort of cracks in mental health, it's going to be exacerbated by this, you know, the COVID-19 outbreak.
For sure. I think that any time an individual is experiencing a stressful event, whether it be personally or in a pandemic, we are all tested in our resilience and our resolve. And for individuals that are dealing with substance use disorder and mental health conditions, they are certainly no different. Both mental health and substance use disorder can be extremely isolating all on their own, let alone when we are under orders to socially distance and physically distance from people and to really limit our access to the community and basically to stay at home. So definitely, I know that this is an incredibly trying time for those individuals that are dealing with active addiction and for those that are working on recovery from active addiction or mental health disorders.
Have you found that there has been an increase in substance abuse during this time period of isolation?
Yeah, at any given time, the national statistic is that about 10% of Americans are dealing with a substance use disorder. And only about 10% of those individuals actually access treatment for that, for addiction. And we have learned through this time of COVID from some of the partners that we work with at New Way, whether that be law enforcement or crisis units or emergency departments, that they are definitely seeing an increase of individuals presenting at emergency departments with substance use issues. Police are now seeing some increases in some domestic issues within homes that are related to substance use. So we're definitely taking note of that in the substance use disorder industry, because we know that those individuals at some point in time may need our services, may need some treatment or some other types of support services in the community.
Monique, do you think that there is a tie-in between, is addiction a mental health issue also?
Oh, that's a great debate that you ask. I see them as very much coinciding together. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Many people that are diagnosed with a substance use disorder also have a co-occurring mental health disorder. I would say upwards to 70 to 80% of individuals with a substance use disorder have that co-occurring mental health disorder. And many people who have a primary diagnosis of a mental health disorder also struggle with a substance use disorder. So they oftentimes go hand in hand with one another.
Tell us a little bit about the Cochran House, because people in our listening area are familiar with the name, of course, but maybe people don't really know the details of the program.
Yeah, so Cochran is also a nonprofit substance use disorder treatment program that treats individuals with co-occurring substance use and mental health disorders. It's been around since the mid-1970s. And about this time last year, in 2019, New Way was asked to step in and provide some management services for the organization that was faltering to some degree. And during the last, it's been about 13, 14 months now, we've been able to keep the 42 beds available for residential treatment. We do medium intensity residential treatment, so oftentimes the people that would be accessing treatment at Cochran Recovery Services are stepping down from a high intensity residential treatment experience and need additional time to build and develop their foundation in recovery. So we are really pleased that Cochran continues to not only serve Hastings and Dakota County, but actually residents from all throughout Minnesota are served at Cochran Recovery Services.
And how do people get into one of your houses? Are they referred? Who do you work with to make that happen?
So, and when I talk about New Way, this also applies to Cochran. Most individuals are referred to New Way and Cochran programs from other organizations, meaning maybe it is another treatment organization because this individual needs additional time in treatment in order to, again, build that foundation in recovery. Just most of the time when people go to high-intensity treatment, you know, 14, 21, 28 days is just simply not enough time to learn how to manage a chronic brain illness. Most people need significantly more time to be able to learn how to live life differently and manage that chronic illness in recovery. And so that is really our focus at New Way, is providing that extended care or that additional time, so that maybe individuals, if they do have a readmission to a higher level of care, it's less than if they hadn't had that time to begin with. I think of it as managing any other chronic illness, whether it be diabetes or asthma or heart disease. You know, oftentimes people are managing those types of chronic conditions over a long period of time. And sometimes things that work initially don't work in the long term, or vice versa. It sometimes is a little bit of a trial and error in what's going to help that individual be successful in their recovery. So we focus on getting them the time that they need in order to strengthen their recovery.
And how long can you stay at one of your facilities?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. And that is really dependent on the individual and what their goals and needs are related to their recovery. So an average length of stay for someone in our outpatient programming is right around 90 days. But again, that's average. So if somebody needs more time, then they are given more time. If they need less time, they are there less time. For the medium intensity residential like Cochran and the New Way 1, 2, and 3, an average length of stay is really around 45 days. And so what you end up seeing happening for individuals who are accessing these different levels of care is maybe they had you know, 21 days in a high intensity residential, and then they move into a medium intensity residential like Cochrane. They put another 45 days together, and then maybe they move into an intensive outpatient setting and do another 90 days. And now we've put together 4, 5, 6, 7 months of continuous care. The longer someone engages in treatment, the greater or the better the outcome for long-term recovery. So the key factor is really keeping them engaged in treatment long enough to produce those positive outcomes.
How is this funded?
Another great question, and I'm sure a lot of people think about that a lot. So we're fortunate in Minnesota in that, you know, about 95% of our residents have health insurance, either through a commercial policy that is funded through an employer or through some of the different Medicaid and public funding sources we have in Minnesota. About 90% of New Wave clients are publicly funded in some way, either through a prepaid medical assistance plan or medical assistance. For those that come uninsured to us, Minnesota has a fund called the Chemical Dependency or Consolidated Chemical Dependency Treatment Fund, which then will help them access treatment at no cost.
Tell us some of your success stories, please.
Oh my gosh, there are success stories every single day related to recovery. I mean, the average person at New Way has experienced 5 previous treatments for their chronic illness. And what we are finding is through some of the work that we are doing through the University of Minnesota's Center for Practice Transformation is that with people being afforded that extended time, they're having more positive outcomes. So they're reengaging with family relationships. Maybe that's parents, maybe that's children, maybe that's spouses or siblings. We're finding recidivism if they've had past criminal justice system involvement decreasing. You're finding that people have less days used than previously, so they're not reengaging in addictive behavior or addictive substance use. We see that people are gainfully employed. You know, all the things that we want for individuals in our society, you know, engaging in pro-social activities, you know, whether that be taking your kids to the park or, you know, being civically involved, all of those things.
And what do you think the key is to success after leaving one of your facilities?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest keys to success is definitely being connected to a community of support, whatever that looks like for that individual. Some people have probably heard this before, but addiction is a disease of isolation. A lot of times individuals that are in the depths of their substance use disorder are extremely isolated. You know, they've burned bridges, things like that. And so the opposite of that isolation or disconnection, of course, is connection and finding a community of support, whether that be through a self-help group like a 12-step group or a variety of different ways. Maybe it's through faith or, you know, different types of hobbies or ways that people can be connected and find their purpose and value, I think is incredibly important.
Monique, tell us about your background, please.
So I am the Chief Community Relations Officer at New Way. I have worked in the addiction recovery field for over 25 years. I did direct service with adolescents for about 15 of those 25 years.
And what does that mean?
What is that? So I worked in a variety of settings. I did residential treatment with adolescents. I also worked in a recovery high school with adolescents, providing individual group and family therapy and support. Really fun, really glad to have had that experience and then have been able to take those skills and utilize them to really work on what my passion is, and that is to create access to recovery. So today I get to do that by, you know, helping people learn how to access recovery or treatment services at New Way. But I also work on some bigger initiatives, you know, throughout the state and nationally to make sure that people that are dealing with substance use disorder, if and when they want treatment or recovery, they know how to get to that. That's super important.
So tell us how to get to you, please.
I think the best way to get to New Way and Cochrane is through newway.org, N-U-W-A-Y.org. All of our programming is listed on there, and there's no wrong number to call when you call us. We will make sure that the phone is answered and that you get your questions answered and are able to learn what programming is right for you at New Way. And if not, we will help direct you to what would be a right place for you to go.
Monique, anything else you want to tell our listeners, please?
I think it's really important that during this time of COVID that people know and understand that substance use disorder treatment is still available and accessible, and that if you are in need of help, please don't hesitate to reach out and find those services. All of our treatment centers in Minnesota, for the most part, remain open and taking clients. And of course, you know, screening and appropriately addressing any concerns related to COVID.
Monique Bourgeois, she is the Chief Community Relations Officer for New Way, and we greatly appreciate you calling in today. Really important topic, and thanks for getting our listeners up to date and up to code on what's going on in the substance abuse and addiction world, and there's help out there. So we appreciate you calling in, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.